This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
India's invaded Kashmir. China is rolling troops into Hong Kong. The Democrats are all over the news saying burn down cities, kill Trump supporters, burn down their buildings. I mean, this is on MSNBC. The UN plan is flooding our borders. The left is invoking the migrants to kill white people. It's happening everywhere. Giant child kidnapping rings. You cannot make this up, and it's only getting crazier by the minute. But humanity's waking up. And again, it's not that people from Africa or Latin America or Asia are bad people. It's the ones the UN brainwashes in these camps are low educated, bottom of the barrel, brainwashed for 6 months, and then shipped in to the West to literally run around like wild animals killing people. And this plan is to bring down civilization and have a global civil war. Paul, we're in a civil war right now. Yeah, let's play the audio of this. In fact, we'll get to this next segment, but this is just yesterday in Mexico. This is Africans from Africa by the thousands shipped in by the UN and dumped out in Guatemala attacking Mexican police. I mean, this isn't supposed to be happening, but this is the UN. So this is a global civil war between nation states who aren't perfect and the global corporations of the UN who admit, Paul, you have all the documents, I have all the documents. People need to know this is a plan. Can you elaborate on that? We'll get back into Hong Kong next segment. But this is how you take over countries, is collapsing borders and migration.
No, we've seen that, especially in London, where there's basically a stabbing every night now, a mass stabbing. 5 minutes from where I live, there were two stabbings over the past 2 weeks. And again, when you look into it, 73% of the people responsible are from what they call BAME ethnic minority groups. The immigrants who came in from the Congo, in these really violent areas of Africa, are so violent that the local crime gangs had to step up their levels of violence simply to compete in these postcode turf wars in London. And that's what you're seeing right now. We're at a point now in London where Somalian migrants are sending their own children back to Somalia because they say it's safer for them in Somalia than it is in London. These are the joys of diversity, Alex. And again, that's one of the things they're protesting about in Hong Kong. They're also flying American flags. People keep asking why they're flying American flags. Very simple, because it represents liberty and democracy. Unlike in Portland, where, you know, snarling, spitting leftists burn the American flag, in Hong Kong they actually venerate it. Unlike in Portland and these kind of areas where your crew are attacked and defamed and viciously snarled at in person, the protesters in Hong Kong, although they might dress similar to Antifa with the black get-up, the ski masks and whatever, they're the most kind, polite people you could ever imagine. But if you piss them off, they will come against you. These protesters are like nothing else I've seen. The levels of courage that they have to go up against rubber bullets, tear gas. I mean, they were even tear gassing them inside shopping malls. It was absolutely incredible what we witnessed in the streets of Hong Kong. And again, they're flying the American flag. They're not protesting, Alex, like the left does in America, for rights that they already have, like these gay pride marches, just so they can take a selfie and put it on Instagram. They're literally going up against one of the most feared military regimes on the planet that flattens people with tanks if they stand up against them, that puts a million minority members in re-education camps wanting to take over Hong Kong. This is not the first protest of its kind. This has been going on in Hong Kong solidly year after year for the past 20 years or so, and it really seems to be coming to the fore now, Alex. But just to compare these protesters to what you see in America with the chicken-necked Antifa thugs, if you put them up against the Hong Kong protesters, they wouldn't stand a chance. So
that's right, because
the
Antifa love the Chi-Coms. They love evil. That's like their mascot is Xi the dictator. We'll be back and talk about the armored personnel carriers now entering Hong Kong. Looks like we got our reporters out in the nick of time. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. We have just had an astounding last hour. Armored vehicles by the hundreds and thousands of Chinese troops are now entering into Hong Kong on the biggest bridge in the world, the longest bridge in the world, built in the last 2 years. So the Chinese military is now invading. I felt a disturbance in the force 2 days ago, and I called Paul, and I called Greg Reese and Savannah Hernandez and everybody, and I said, get the hell out of there. They're like, oh, no, the word is the Chinese military is not going to invade. The Chinese military is not going to invade. And I said, they're invading. Get ready. Get out of there. I have the text messages because I know how commies operate. If they tell you they're not going to invade and that invasion isn't imminent, you know it's going to happen. Paul Watson was there just 24 hours ago. He just got back to London, England, and we're going to go back to him in just a moment. But this is so huge. I didn't plug last time, I'm going to plug right now. We're running two huge mega specials, introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream that's got the hyaluronic acid that the women and everybody absolutely love. It's so good for your skin. It's high-quality hyaluronic acid. Then it's got all of these different great vitamins and minerals in it as well. It's BPA-free, but here's the key. It's got the patented nano silver salt technology skin cream. Inside the skin cream, it has that. It's 10 times more effective than similar products containing up to 3,000 ppm silver. It's only 20 ppm silver because of the patented system. It's the same silver that is in the FDA approved for over-the-counter and use in medical facilities. Silver, super silver wound dressing gel. We're able to private label this. No one else is, because the owners of this company are fans. And so, again, we now worked with them in the last year to develop a whole new product line that we're exclusively putting out. They're kind of beta testing it with us, that is skin cream. So it's an antibiotic, healthy, natural skin cream. It's so revolutionary. And here's the great point. It's $7 for the little tube, $14 for the big tube. Just hyaluronic acid of this quality would be $30, someplace like Ulta or something, because they mark it up four or five times, which I get. It takes money to run operations. That's not our model. That's not how we do it. So it's available 25% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com, but it's already going to sell out very soon, so we're going to have to end that special at the end of the weekend. There's another big special. 9 days left to get DNA Force Plus at 50% off with the PQQ, the CoQ10, all the rest of it, what it does for your cells, your body, your energy, your brain. It's everything. It's the basis, the building block for all the other supplements and other things you do, you know, like the things you eat, the things you drink, to overall purify and make all those building blocks work better. And you get a free 90-count bottle of carnivore enzyme to help digest protein and fat and flush your stomach and guts out like nothing else can. It costs us $17+ just to produce this bottle of carnivore. Why am I doing it, even though we're close to selling out of carnivore? Because I need more money to order more carnivore for next year. And I think you're going to think it's so amazing that you're going to become a steady buyer of carnivore at $30. You know, so we make 13 bucks on it. But right now it's a $17+ value free with Super Male Vitality and, of course, DNA Force Plus. But that's only while the bottles of carnivore last. And there's only 2,000 or so of the 30 count, a little more than 2,000 of the 90 count that you get with these. And so when they're gone, 9 days left, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we financed sending camera guy and reporters to Hong Kong for a week to bring you all of that world-exclusive footage. So thank you for the support. Paul, you've got the floor for the rest of this segment. Recap. How huge this is, armored vehicles now invading, already the motorcycle cops by the thousands, already leaders of the resistance being beaten half to death. This is so ominous. The Chi-Com said, oh, we're not going to move in, at least for a few weeks or months, maybe never. Now they're moving in, risking a new Tiananmen Square of biblical proportions, Paul. A lot of experts, and I agree with them, say that if they have a new Tiananmen Square there in Hong Kong, they won't control it like they controlled 1989. And this could really send shockwaves that could bring down the Communist Chinese Party. What do you say?
Well, yeah, you've got experts in Hong Kong saying it could bring down the entire capitalist system if they invade with tanks like with Tiananmen Square. What I didn't mention is the demands of the protesters. Okay, they've got five demands. The primary demand is the withdrawal of this bill, which allows suspects in Hong Kong, which would be these protest leaders, to be extradited to China. They've only suspended it. They haven't withdrawn it. So now they're talking about martial law, basically. They're talking about forced seizure of property, where you can enter a property without a warrant. Talking about terms of life imprisonment. And they're talking about censoring the media, which of course means social media. That's what the media in the West has lobbied for the past 2 years, and they've got the nerve to call it out as being bad in Hong Kong. So you've got the martial law coming in. Then, as you mentioned today, you've got this garrison of Chinese troops within Hong Kong claiming they're just doing routine maneuvers while the PLA tanks roll through the streets. What's going to happen next, Alec? Well, in China, you've got this culture of saving face, of not being embarrassed. That's what the entire nation of China is founded around. October 1st is the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. So everyone in Hong Kong, all the media is speculating that China has to get this under wraps, and if that includes violent repression, then so be it, before the 1st of October, because they want to save face, and that's what it's all about. So on the flip side, the protesters are planning something absolutely massive on October 1st. So that could be the biggest protest slash riot yet. But it's definitely picking up steam. We were there on a weekend when water cannons were used for the first time. They were lobbing tear gas at protesters. Basically what happens, Alex, is they have a peaceful protest. The government then declares that any protest after that is banned. They bring in the riot cops. They push back the protesters. They fire the tear gas. They fire the rubber bullets. Greg Reese got all that footage. Savannah got tear gassed. It was absolute bedlam. You had one medic who basically lost her eye because of a rubber bullet. And it only seems to be escalating. You got Chinese troops massing in nearby Shenzhen, which is so close to Hong Kong, you wouldn't even believe it. So it's going to kick off. It's going to be sorted one way or the other. Before October 1st, the Hong Kong government has said it will not bow down to any of the protesters' demands. It never has in the past. These protesters, though, they're not stopping. We talked to them. Every single one said until the five demands are met, they are not stopping. They are going to be out on the streets. They're going to be battling the riot cops until the bitter end. So what's coming next could be a lot worse than what we've seen already, and it's chilling to think what could happen. Alex, given that Tiananmen Square, where they literally flattened people for wanting free speech in China, was only 30 years ago.
Paul, again, it is being confirmed by Reuters and others, as you were posting last night. Armored vehicles by the hundreds are entering. Chinese troops are entering Hong Kong right now. There have been increases in brutal attacks by masked men against demonstration leaders. It appears to be that Tiananmen Square Part 2 has already begun. They're already viciously attacking people with the motorcycle police. Armored vehicles and tanks, wheeled tanks, are rolling in over the bridge. We have video of that into Hong Kong, triggering a global crisis.
Precisely. people need to realize this isn't just a hardcore group of protesters who are out protesting routinely. This is the entire population. The protests are supported by the clear majority of the Hong Kong population. And old people, middle-class people, it's mainly young people, but it's all across the board. This isn't just hardcore protesters. On the Friday night, we were there the first day. They had a human chain, Alex, which stretched 30 miles around the entire city. They even went up mountains. And these were students, quite middle-class students. In fact, some of them have been shopping for luxury clothing and brought their bags with them, forming this human chain. So this is widespread.
And Paul, let me stop you. We're going to have to do part of one more segment. I'll let you get back to your important work. We're going to come back. I want viewers and listeners to understand something right now as we go to break. If you look at the political climate, the population, the people that we're dealing with here, it's explosive. This is not Tiananmen Square in Beijing. This is not people already trained to be slaves and the university students demanding freedom and being crushed by tens of thousands of troops. This is a free nation of 70 years with hundreds of years of quasi-freedom before that, and it's going to be explosive. We'll talk about that when we come.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey man, did you see that NFL game last night? Yeah, my fantasy football club's really great. We're gonna go eat some wings, drink beer tonight. Hey, nothing wrong with that, folks, except there's a social engineer program funded by the Chi-Com sexualizing your children. Your borders are being crushed by the UN. World government's being announced. The Democratic Party in Hollywood's trying to demoralize the nation and stop our president from winning a trade war with China. It's really about getting China out of our business. And now, hundreds and hundreds of tanks and armored vehicles are rolling across the longest bridge in the world from the Chinese communist mainland right in to Hong Kong. And if you go, at least when I checked during the break, to CNN or ABC News, there's no coverage of it. You go to DrudgeReport.com, there's some links. You go to Infowars.com, there's some links. But you'd think that's a bigger deal, you see. But a lot of our media has been siding with China against Hong Kong. And our media has been siding against Trump in the trade war. And all these Hollywood stars are saying China's good and Xi will show us. It's absolutely disgusting. But our own Greg Reese was just there days ago, right at the bridge, on the Chinese side, predicting that the invasion would come. So while Paul's talking for TV viewers, we'll roll some of that B-roll. Paul, this is so historic. This is going to explode. You were just there, obviously. What do you expect to unfold next? Do they think the Chinese show of force will make the protesters not come out in the streets? Because from what you've said in the history I've studied, this is not going to go like Tiananmen Square. It's going to be a lot more people, a lot more sustained, a lot more serious. And I predict as the violence by the Chi-Coms escalates, we're going to start seeing reprisals, because the word is there's a lot of illegal weapons in Hong Kong. And I predict you're going to start seeing some Liberator pistols.
Well, we've already seen some fake pistols. We've already seen live rounds fired into the air by the police to try and back off some of the protesters. And no, they're not going anywhere. Like, literally to a man, everyone we spoke to said, whatever happens, they're going to be out on the streets until their demands are met. And to give you an idea, Alex, of what they're fighting against, just look at what the citizens of China have to labor under. Under their social credit system, which is being introduced in the West, and you were one of the primary first victims of it, Alex, they've already banned 2.5 million people in China from buying plane tickets. They've banned 90,000 people from buying train tickets in the month of July alone, because either they said something bad about the government, maybe they smoked in a non-smoking area, maybe they crossed the road on a red light. Literally, there's a list where you can be banned, you can be caught on this social credit score list, have your score lowered, be denied basic commerce, basic services, for buying too many video games, buying too much junk food, buying too much alcohol. This is the complete control over society that the communists have been yearning after for decades and decades. Now with technology, they have it. They even prevent people in China from going on dating websites if their social credit score is too low. What do we see in America? Now we see people being banned from having bank accounts because they have the wrong political opinions. You were banned from having a PayPal account for having the wrong political opinions. So the media has the nerve to try and grandstand and pretend they're on the side of the protesters. Hillary Clinton tweets about it on the side of the protesters. Meanwhile, they're lobbying for the exact same social credit score authoritarian system to be introduced in the West. And that's what really gets me. But the protesters are not going away. Whatever happens, they're going to be out on the streets, come what may, even if China, which we hope it doesn't, invade. So that's what's going to happen.
This is literally a giant authoritarian nation with 100 million standing army. They've got that many in the reserves. They've got like 5 million in the regular military. Some say 10 million. They've got reserves of 100 million, obviously, that in some form or way claim they can fight. They don't have the supplies to do it, but they are the greatest mass murderers in history, killing 100 plus million of their own people. And they're now trying to absorb once free Hong Kong and are already admittedly sending their triads and mafias in to squeeze everybody because that's what the Communist Party is. This is just amazing. And I expect to see our media side against Hong Kong and against Trump supporting Hong Kong.
Well, we've already seen many people on the left who are called tankies try and smear these protesters as far right because they're carrying Pepe memes. They don't know what it means in the West. The media's demonized this meme as, you know, a white supremacist dog whistle. They're not carrying signs because of that. There's not this ridiculous partisan bickering in Hong Kong. The society is largely united behind the protesters. And again, they're largely united against this migration invasion, which is subverting their society. There was a quote from one protester there who said, quote, "They drain our resources from healthcare to education and are diluting our culture, making it increasingly pro-Beijing," which is what we see happening in the West with this mass migration from the Middle East and North Africa. So they have many of the same concerns that their society is being subverted, diluted, and the power that they once held is being transferred to China as a result of this mass migration weapon. That's not far right. That's just being right to stand up against, again, the most fearsome, one of the most fearsome military regimes on the planet. That does not make you far right. That just puts you in the right. That makes you a freedom fighter for liberty, for democracy, and that's exactly what they're doing. That's who they are.
Well, we see headlines out of The Guardian going, oh, Chinese troops coming into Hong Kong causes unease. So we're going to see the left's love affair with communist China that's all over our news, and I know all over your news. We're going to see that put to the test. I wonder how folks are going to feel when we see bloodied and murdered and run over bodies by tanks, because the Chi-Coms aren't going to be able to contain this information very, very long once it kicks off, Paul, because I predict we're going to see even bigger protest and bigger response. I know the Hong Kong folks told you that the Chi-Coms invaded. They had something really big planned. Do you have any idea what that could be?
Well, yeah, it's going to be, they've already got a garrison within Hong Kong. They haven't rolled that out. You know, they've rolled it out today, as you said, claiming they were doing maneuvers. It's obviously an intimidation tactic. In fact, they put out a video, the Chinese military, and it's in the video I posted a couple of hours ago, Truth About the Hong Kong Protest, where they're literally training with live rounds to just gun down protesters. So if you want to know what they may have planned, just watch that video. But people need to understand, Alex, this is so widespread. This is not isolated protests in little areas of the city. Everywhere you go in the city, everywhere, there's graffiti, Democracy Now, Chi-Nazi. Literally, Chi-Nazi is written everywhere around the city. This is so widespread, this is so supported by the whole population that it's not just a minor protest movement. It is basically, at this point, a revolution.
We're going to play your report, Paul, when we come back. Incredible job. Look forward to having you back on as you track this. I know you spent a lot of time in China and a lot of time previously in that area through some family interest, and so you're a great reporter. And you and the rest of the crew had a lot of courage over there. Amazing footage you got getting right in the middle of it. We should be praying for the folks in Hong Kong and Taiwan. But bottom line, there are periods in history when a lot of big developments unfold. They say every century or so, more happens in just a few years than happens in the whole next 100. We've reached that quickening point right now. So everybody, strap yourselves in. We are not in Kansas anymore. Thank you, Paul Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, when we come back, we're going to finish up with this, and then we're going to move into the news that ties into it. The Queen of England just suspended Parliament to enforce Brexit. We'll be right back.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am just completely on the edge of my seat right now with the Chi-Coms, the images of hundreds and hundreds of armored vehicles, wheeled tanks, heavy APCs, and hundreds of thousands of more troops massing. We were just rolling the footage in the last two segments with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to be tracking that throughout the day. And in the fourth hour, we have three of our great intrepid reporters that are going to be hosting the fourth hour. Greg Reese, Savannah Hernandez, Becca Wright, and we're probably also going to have another military expert pop in to give his take on where this could go sideways. Perhaps we should also, for at least one segment, if we can still do it, get Matt Bracken to give us his take popping in. I kind of preempted his hour, though it's always informative when he does it at least an hour once a week with us because they've gotten back and I wanted them to be able to host an hour of the main show. But I think Matt could also, if he'd still do it, do at least one segment, maybe the last segment with them to give his perspective as an author, researcher, terrorism expert, former Navy SEAL. Really respect his opinions and views on that. This next issue is so huge that I probably should have opened the show with it. But the UN officially saying that they want to break the U.S. border and build refugee centers inside the U.S., and Ilhan Omar reporting it, is the first thing I led with because that's the attack on CONUS, or the continental United States. And for me, it's not just an oath I've personally taken to defend the Republic from these foreign domestic. When you fought for something for a long time and gone through a lot to defend it, you start to love it even more. I don't resent anything I've done in this fight. And I don't resent the fact that I've been persecuted for it. But let me tell you, it makes me not want to lose it that much more, you understand? And I can feel the spirit of liberty rising. I can feel the human spirit fighting back against this global technocracy, this global mark of the beast, this global Chinese social score that's almost in place, and the 5G going in, and all of this human enslaving tech. And my very cells cry out against it. Now, let me do the best job I can here, telling you what we haven't hit yet and what really today's top story, you could say, was going to be. Because as I do so many times before the show starts, I'm sitting here looking at all this news and I go, is it the Chi-Coms invading Hong Kong that's getting almost no attention? Is that most important? Is it the world awakening to the UN running the migrant invasion and the left openly calling for the UN to occupy the U.S.? Is that the top story? Or is it the Queen of England suspending Parliament for the first time in 400 years? Now, I have to say that's the top story. Hong Kong's incredibly important and could trigger a new world war. And it's going to be a bloody spectacle. I don't think there's any doubt about that. The Chi-Coms need to show how tough they are. They're in a war with the U.S., a proxy war, and they want to feast on the wealth of Hong Kong. Their communist desire for dominance is unmatched. And it's thirst or what it's engorged in innocent blood. They have no soul, the Chi-Coms in China. Human-animal cloning, total experimentation, mass murder of Christians, Buddhists, millions in forced labor camps. I mean, they are what North Korea wishes it was. But the Queen of England suspending Parliament for the first time in 400 years. Just so happens to be a 400 perfect number. That signifies, like the cutting of a diamond, the constellation of resistance of the power structure. The Axis, if you want to call the globalists and the Chi-Coms, and their leftist system, and then the United States, the UK, the Liberty Movement, and how those groups are going to fight. And the fact that the Queen of England has weighed in, looking at how the breaks are happening, like in a game of pool or billiards, if you're over in the UK, if you call it billiards, tells us a lot. And you know who in the last two configurations of this sided with the U.S. and with England, and that's the Russians. And Trump knows that and has been trying to get the Russians to side with us in this. And the globalists through the Chi-Coms have been working through our media to say Trump's a Russian agent so that in this new world war that's here, that's economic, cultural, and military, that Russia will sit on the sidelines. And so exactly what we laid out and what we foresaw is now here. And just like World War I and World War II, World War Three was the Cold War. This is World War Four. It has started. It's a global civil war between nation states and with the globalist combine. Now, you could say, wait a minute, I thought the globalist combine came out of the Brits and came out of Cecil Rhodes and the whole plan did. Yes, but there's factions within it, and they broke away with the Chi-Coms and with the EU. And these old power splits between Europe and the UK are still the dynamism that runs this. And Bilderberg was always about trying to get the British Empire to work with the European Empire. But it's two different distinct groups. And these old fissures just split wide open, and it's beautiful. The world government project is on the rocks, and it's breaking right in front of us, and this couldn't be better for humanity. We don't want one global system, a unipolar dictatorship with the Chi-Coms as the engine of it. No, thank you. I don't think that's going to be happening now or ever. And I predict if we're successful, and I think we will be, that Russia is going to slide into this alliance. And out of this, we can defeat radical Islam. We can defeat the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood EU group. And you're like, but wait a minute, the British royal family is super corrupt. There's a bunch of pedophiles in it. Absolutely. That's well known. And they're not even British themselves, but they know who's winning. They sat on the sidelines to the last minute, and now the Queen just flipped her dictator switch because the Brits did vote to get out of the Euro. The Euro's been sabotaging things, trying to sabotage that economy, and so she just dropped the trillion-pound bomb on them, and man, this is history. That's all I got to say, so... I'm going to do my best when we come back to lay this out, and this is going to be spectacular. These alignments are real. The world is now in a bipolar structure. I don't mean that psychologically. That's what it's called. Two fronts, and Russia, as usual, is going to be the wild card right in the middle, and Russia, I believe, will side with the West in the final equation. That's why there's been every move made to keep Russia out of this alliance. We will discuss it when we come back, but we are now entering the quickening, and this is an incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And there's been a lot of double-dealing by the globalist UK, a lot of double-dealing by Israel, a lot of double-dealing by our government, because there's this double-dealing everywhere. But the double-dealing is about to come to zero, and you're going to see people divide into their groups right now, and... all the folks out there that have been sucking up the Hollywood propaganda, the Chi-Com propaganda, you're going to lose. And I know you're going to commit a lot of crimes because you've been promised you'll be in the power structure if you could just overthrow America. It's not going to happen. You failed. I can tell you right now, there's no way you win. You're not meant to win. You're losers. You think you can beat the United States and what's left of the British Empire? Billy, you think you can beat us? Good luck. Nobody has and nobody ever will when we're defending ourselves. And so the Chi-Coms and the EU and all of you can piss up a rope because you're about to get your back broken and your ribs torn out. Get ready.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
By the UK's new prime minister, his top advisor is Nigel Farage. See how far the Liberty Movement has come? The UK was supposed to end, be merged into a world government, but the people didn't want it. And so now ultra-nationalists are in control of the UK, and the one-sided EU deal where they're flooded with illegal aliens and where the country's broken down, and where they have all these horrible deals on trade, that's all coming to an end. And now the UK can negotiate with the euro and absolutely wreck the euro if they want to. But the euro was designed, as the founders of it said, to kill nation states, including European countries, and flood them as well. So again, the United States and the UK are coming to save Europe from itself. I'm not putting Europe down. It's just a fact. And history doesn't rhyme. It repeats, ladies and gentlemen. You always hear that it rhymes. No, it repeats. Now, let's continue. Off with her head. This is a real quote in the British newspapers. Soros-funded Best for Britain group threatens Queen over Brexit and says last time a king, they actually quote it, suspended Parliament, they cut off his head. Now, people got to ask, are you going to side with the Queen of England, or are you going to side with the Rothschilds that are also based there that run Soros? Who, by the way, want to overthrow Israel. All these idiotic anti-Jew white supremacists go online and they call here and they say, oh, you're not against Israel, you're a traitor. Israel's a bunch of factions, you dumbasses. Just like the United States or Russia or anybody else that's got free political parties. Everybody wants control. I happen to know the real power structure. I've studied it. I actually want to know who the players are, see? I don't want to just spout off how smart I am because I can list how many Jews are have powerful jobs all day. It has nothing to do with it. And the Rothschilds funded Hitler early on, but later didn't. They helped fund World War I. Opportunists. And now they're trying to stop Brexit. The powerful Rothschilds. There's diversity in that family as well of opinions. And it's on, ladies and gentlemen. And you've got 400 years. Well, the parliament is still trying to scuttle the vote of the people. And for 4 years, they've been trying to stop it. So the Queen of England knows that real polls show up to 70% of people in the UK want out now. It's just like our fake polls. The fake polls show 55, 60% want out. Well, they already voted to do it. So she says, I'm suspending Parliament for 5 weeks so that the government can really negotiate a deal with the EU that actually gives us the power to vote on our sovereignty, because 93% of UK laws are set and controlled by the EU. And it just hit me. We've got to get Lord Monckton on. He was chief advisor to Margaret Thatcher. He is at the heart of this resistance. He'll give us all the inside baseball as if we don't already know it. Please get Lord Monckton on today or tomorrow, Daria and crew, as soon as you can. So, I mean, I'm about to read you the quotes here, but they threaten to cut the Queen of England's head off. They say, oh, the last king did that, we cut his head off. Now, I'm all for parliaments, folks, and I'm all for votes. And back when the Queen suspended the Canadian Parliament a decade ago, I said, this is so she's still in command. To a great extent, she has that veto power. But this time, she's in the right because they voted to get out. The government for almost 4 years wouldn't let them do it. They couldn't get their vote again in the last 2 years stay in it. And so she says, follow what the people voted in a referendum. You're not giving the people what they want, so I'm exercising my veto over your undemocratic behavior. And so the Saxe-Coburg Transylvanian queen knows which way the wind is blowing and can see that Trump and America and the nationalist and the populist and the resurgence of the Christian movements worldwide are winning. She sat on the sidelines while all this happened. And while the UK got sucked down a black hole, and now she's coming in like the Deus Ex. The Deus Ex is the hero that comes in at the last moment when the main hero is going to lose. But the Deus Ex saves him right at the minute. You know, he's the second king. He's the little hero. Han Solo and Darth Vader is about to kill Luke Skywalker in episode 4, right when he's about to blow the Death Star up. Darth Vader says, I have you now. Well, the Deus Ex is Han Solo comes in and stops him from killing Luke Skywalker, and the Death Star gets blown up. Queen Elizabeth, with this action, has now become the Han Solo Deus Ex at the moment. And I'm not lionizing her. I don't like royalty. I don't like what they've done. House of Windsor is a fake name. They're not even Brits. They're not Scots. They're not Irish, okay? They removed, their ancestors removed the old line of kings. They even removed the Norse kings that took over in 1100, William the Conqueror. So there's nothing British about them. But they know how the cookie crumbles. They know how to cut this diamond. And they know that America is winning. And so they understand now what they've got to do. This is big, 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 big. And it shows that the power alliances are lining up just like they did right before World War II. The only question is, can the Chi-Com stay behinds and the leftist start a war with Russia, which Obama tried to do, starting a war by trying to take the Russian half of Ukraine that Russia's had since they founded Ukraine 500 years ago. Russia was founded in Ukraine 500 years ago. Look it up. What's modern Russia? That modern czarist system that got removed in 1917. And, I mean, it'd be like taking New York City. If the Chinese came and took New York City, that's what Obama did, trying to get the Russians to go ape you-know-what. And it didn't happen. Putin cut their military funding. He said, I'm not going to play that game. And he's a sovereign leader, and he's kicked the globalists out. And they're not teaching five-year-olds how to put dresses on in Russia. And they've thrown George Soros' ass and his companies and his foundations out of Russia because they're foreign, alien, criminal groups like Media Matters and all the rest of it. And they're getting their asses kicked. So I hope you all enjoy it, dirtbags. But we need Russia in the alliance. I know we've been taught in the post-World War II era to hate Russia. Russia was captured by the same globalists that have tried to capture us. Russia pulled the face sucker off. We should be celebrating that. We should be happy for Russia trying to increase its birth rate and trying to keep its culture. We need to be that way. The culture of Americana that unifies us all, and a Christian ethos. Whether you believe in God or not, the Christian ethos builds good societies. I'll take that over the leftist, godless ethos of child molestation and their sacrament. Off with their heads. Soros-funded Best for Britain group threatens Queen over Brexit. The EU loyalist Best for Britain group appeared to invoke the fate of beheaded King Charles I after Queen Elizabeth II agreed to prologue, temporarily suspend Parliament for a few weeks before the Brexit deadline. Following news, the Queen rubber-stamped her minister, Boris Johnson's request to suspend the parliamentary session, the longest running for almost 400 years, so the government can bring forward a new legislation program October 14th. The Soros-funded group tweeted that it would make no sense for the Queen to back this deeply undemocratic, unconstitutional, and fundamentally political maneuver from the government. They went on to say, if the Queen is asked to help, she would do well to remember history doesn't look too kindly on royals who aid and abet the suspension of democracy. The anti-Brexit group added darkly, appearing to allude to the fate of the monarch's ancestor, Charles I, who tried to govern without parliament, was in the end publicly beheaded. Let's just pull back from that. Yeah, but we're not facing Oliver Cromwell or anybody like that at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord High Protector and all the rest of it, you have to understand that the Brits voted to leave. The people in the UK voted to leave the unelected EU. They never voted to enter it. It's like China trying to take over Hong Kong. The Chinese communists were never elected. The people ran 70 years ago. They created the most successful per square mile place in the world, Hong Kong. The most expensive real estate, everything. Incredible wealth. The average person there is. But now you see, they're standing up. And so history is repeating itself over and over and over again. And then Soros has the nerve to say, you are the one killing people's, quote, democracy. It's outrageous. The British royals, the House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, has clearly aligned itself with Trump and America and has chosen wisely. Things are going very well. But the enemy is going to strike back. We'll talk about how when we return. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.